Everyone, how you doing tonight? This is the NFT Nashville. This is actually recorded, so you don't have the usual guests tonight, guys. You've got the regular guests. You got the Compost Mentos guests, and we have Tank in the room, as well as Nana came in first. Hi, everyone, and Reese as well. Joe should be coming shortly. I haven't received a DM from him. If you can hear me okay, let me know. If you can't, these headphones suck, so... But do you want to wait a little bit, Tank, before I'm going to make you co-host, okay? Yeah, give me a second here. Make you co-host and put you on since you're the man and you know everything. There we go. I'll shut up and let you talk, Tank. I have to invite you to speak first, I think. Getting the co-host part set up is a bit difficult. All right, we got you as a speaker and we'll make you co-host next.
All right, I think can you hear me?
You're all good. You're good to go, man.
Awesome. Sorry, Twitter's it's been funky lately, man. But I don't know if I know it all, but I know a little bit of something. So yeah, I'm excited to talk to everybody. Excited to talk to you. What's up, Reese? What's up, Netta? I don't know where the hell Joe's at. Maybe he'll be here a little bit.
Yeah, I'll DM him and see if he's on. But as I mentioned, as I alluded to today in your space, I'm going to play the total absolute idiot. Actually, I am an idiot because I don't know much about NFT Nashville. I started doing some background research on Nashville and stuff and a little bit, you know, going through our DMs. And so I just wanted to I'll be the true idiot and not know anything. And I'll ask all these stupid questions. I hope you don't mind. This is being recorded. So you got Gus Compost Mentos. No vino flowing tonight. This is the first time I've ever recorded a space. And so I'm looking forward to hearing you guys talk. You guys plug it and get as many people as we can in here. If people can retweet this, this would be great. The more the merrier. So we plan to do more spaces like this before the big date. But go ahead, Tank.
Yeah. So I guess if you guys want to just kind of start off. Sorry, I got my kid over here yelling, playing Minecraft. But if you guys want to start this off kind of on a slow note until more people come in here, we're trying to put on a NFT event in Nashville so that we can highlight all of the innovations and all of the improvements and all of the community buildings and value that NFT projects and builders and communities have brought to this space and will be bringing to this space in the future. So yeah, it's going to be in Nashville on November 4th. Really, really super excited about it. We've already come a long, long way in preps for things. And we're kind of just right now really tidying up our buttons. We're just kind of getting all the loose ends done and we're excited about it.
Yeah, real quick, Tank. What was the reason behind Nashville? I didn't even know that Bitcoin 2023 was going to be in Nashville. I just assumed it was going to be, 24. I just assumed it would be in Miami again this year. And then all of a sudden, last time I was in Nashville was, goodness, in the 1980s. I'm like, why Nashville of all places? And you said Bitcoin 2024. There's a lot of reasons. Tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So a little bit about me. If people don't know, I'm sure a lot of people do. That's in the Cosmos ecosystem. But, you know, hey, if people are listening that are outside and don't know me, I'm a small business owner, been an investor for many, many years. Within the stock markets and also outside in real estate and whatnot. My wife is a doctor and we own a medical practice and we have put on many times in the past in our local area conventions and meetups and CE courses. And so I kind of have a little bit of experience in putting on similar events. Crypto events are nothing like it, but they're kind of similar. So I've been a real big fan of NFTs and you know, obviously, it's very important when you're trying to put on these kind of events to have boots on the ground so that they can, run and take care of things if any kind of interference pops up. And so, you know, I don't want to say this, but you can only trust people as far as like, you know, you could throw them sometimes. And I just really wanted to put on a good event. And I figured, you know, I live here. I know the area. I've done this before. Why don't we start off in Nashville, which had many great things happening at the time when we first originally pitched it back and forth to each other. Little, you know, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but not only is Bitcoin 2024 going to happen in Nashville, Solana literally just had their Nashville bar crawl happen last week. I think it was last week or the week before, which was like a huge event. Apparently not a lot of people knew about it, but there was a lot of interaction with it. And, you know, it's a growing city. It has a Bitcoin city here, or Bitcoin park, I should say, here. Yeah, I just thought, why not? Why not, you know, just try something and see where it goes. So.
Yeah, Tank, what makes like Tennessee, for example, Tennessee is actually, you know what? Tennessee does have they do have the special setup for DAO structures for incorporation for LLCs. DAO LLCs.
I think they call them dues. It's really weird, but yeah. We do have that.
Yeah, it's one of the few states like Tennessee, Vermont, I think Wyoming, Nevada. But you know what about the so as far as the economics and the economy and stuff like that in Nashville? I mean, how would it be attractive for say startups and crypto companies?
Well, for the, just basically, I'm trying. excuse me, I don't want to get too political. I will say that Nashville is it's a very friendly state when it comes to, you know, business startups or even just businesses in general. We have a very strong economy here. We have a booming economy that's very diverse as far as manufacturing, all the way to you know, like hard labor warehouse workers, all the way up to healthcare and then tech companies all throughout Middle Tennessee and beyond. So, you know, we have a lot of benefits, a lot of incentives being thrown out there by the cities and by the counties surrounding the cities. Nashville NFT is actually not in Nashville. It's just south of Nashville in a county called Williamson County, which is one of the better off counties in the United States. And it's a booming county. It's a booming place to live. And we here actually in this city of Franklin in Williamson County, where the event's going to be taking place, the city has actually even been considering, because I've actually been part of these, you know, how to invest some of their treasury into Bitcoin, crypto technology, and possibly some crypto assets like Bitcoin and Ethereum. So it's a very exciting place to live. It's a very, I think a little biased, but I think it's a nice place to live. I've obviously raising my family and businesses here. So yeah.
Good stuff. I'm trying to channel Joe right now. Maybe he forgot, but there's a lot of economic incentives. Also, as far as real estate, the costs and that kind of stuff, real estate, office space. I mean, I'm in the Florida area, so down south is Miami. I think Harmony is moving down there. I don't know why they're going to Miami of all places, but I guess that's cool. I don't think it's cool, but I think it's cool that there's a place out there in Tennessee that is very crypto friendly, and actually the whole state is. But yeah, if you want to continue a bit about that, if you want to get some more people up, Joe should be coming on soon.
Yeah. And I see Reese as a speaker here. I'm not going to dox Reese totally, but Reese is somewhat of my neighbor in the state of Tennessee. And so maybe, you know, I don't know, Reese, do you want to kind of throw in there your two cents about living here and in the area?
Yeah, I've definitely, hold on, let me get my mic set. Okay. I've definitely enjoyed it, you know, from the tax standpoint as well as super nice. Like you have said, Williamson County is like absolutely booming. Houses here have been going up like 20%. In like this neighborhood area I'm at, over the past, you know, many years, like everyone is flooding here because, like, you know, we're 15 minutes from downtown. We're right in that hub of close to Lebanon, Tennessee, which is like basically 6 hours from like all major cities here on the East Coast. So it's a major shipping hub for like FedEx, UPS. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of people come in here, and it's like, what better place to have an NFT, you know, an NFT event than to like be right at the heart of Nashville. So super great place.
Yeah, and also, you know, a lot of times when I order stuff from like UPS or FedEx or something like that, it always goes through that area, I think. And when I'm looking at doing the tracking, that kind of stuff, has it attracted a lot of businesses, like very large companies? Like, say, Spartanburg, South Carolina got BMW and, you know,
we have Amazon, Costco's coming in. I think Costco's going to have two warehouses down here, which is very unlike them. I think we have a Google installation either coming up soon or about to. Ford. has a big plant that's coming in that may be in Jackson, that may be in East Tennessee, but I think they may have been doing something in Nashville. So a lot of big companies are coming in. Land prices are skyrocketing. Yeah. You know, everyone wants right in Nashville and like right in this area around here in Williamson County.
Yeah. And just to ask real quick, sorry, don't mean to hog the microphone here, but I'll be done with questions soon. And then we'll get into the actual what's going on with the event and the sponsors, that kind of stuff eventually. Geez, I forgot the question I was going to answer, but it sounds like it's a very, very, very good economic environment for it. So what do you guys understand Bitcoin's decision behind it? Bitcoin 2024, what was their reasoning behind that? If you guys anyone know, just real quick, because that's a big event. And so
I can only assume that, you know, like we were saying earlier, just the travel accessibility by being in Middle Tennessee or Nashville is I think, in my opinion, a smart move. It's a very centralized location. We have a very nice airport, BNA, which is International Airport. You know, they have nonstop flights or, you know, straight flights from just basically anywhere in the United States via Southwest. And then again, like we said, the economy is booming. We have a very nice convention. We put on not only many different sporting events, but it's the city and the area is really attracting, you know, not just businesses, but a lifestyle and a certain demographic. And I think the Bitcoin conference is trying to tap into that, you know, being a tech friendly space, not just for crypto, but just tech friendly space or state. They're just trying to really tap into it. So I think it's a smart move.
I agree.
I'm sorry. I don't know if you cut out. Did I cut out?
Oh, no, that was my bad. Sorry. Yeah, you made an interesting point about the lifestyle. You have all these people that are coming in that want that kind of stuff, that want tech, I won't say millennials, but I'll say people that like digital assets and that kind of stuff. And that's probably, you know, kind of what you mean by that, I have to assume. And then you also have Ford, Google, you said. You have fulfillment centers for Costco. Sounds like it's really booming. So what do you guys say? I'm trying to get Joe in here, guys. Keep pestering him. I don't know what he's doing. He's probably off on some other space.
Yeah, I'll send him a message. I'll send him a message.
Thanks. Anyone else want to talk about it? Or you want to get into the venue right away or talk a little bit about past venues? You said Solana had their bar crawl. How did that turn out?
It looked like it went really well. I don't know if you guys follow Solana or some of the teams and communities surrounding the Solana. But I've been seeing it everywhere. Like, and it looked like it was a fantastic event. Again, if you've ever been to Nashville recently, the downtown area is a booming area. It's very unlike most things you probably used to. When you guys do come here, you will see Woohoo girls. You will see, you know, people on the back of tractor trailers, and even pedaling themselves down the bar path. And what it looks like Vegas with neon lights just going up and down the main street there. It's a very interesting place. And so, yeah, it looked like in all the pictures that they had a blast. It was, I think, a multi-day event that they had. So apparently they had a good turnout. So, yeah.
So in early Las Vegas, sounds like the place for me. You're selling me hard. Very well. Very, very well. What do you say? Woohoo girls? What the hell is that?
Yeah, we call them Woohoo girls. It's been a thing for a couple of years now, but it's Nashville is apparently, I don't know, I kind of don't know why, but it's become a hot destination for bridal showers. And so you'll get a bunch of women in a bridal shower group, and they will be pedaling or be dancing on the back of a party bus, a party tractor, going up and down Main Street, which is it's huge now. And it looks, you know, it's kind of just like the Vegas vibe. Thousands of people just on the streets and just having a good time in the bars and whatnot, but they'll be screaming woohoo and dancing the entire time. And so we call them woohoo girls because it's easy. They'll all be wearing cowboy boots, cowboy hats, white, and they're just a pack of girls having a good time. So
all just, right, I'm sold on Nashville now. All right. Okay. That was excellent background, man. It's actually, I'm almost selling me on moving there. Let's get on to the genesis as far as like when you guys first sat down and talked about this idea. You mentioned that earlier. What was the whole, give us a little bit of the genesis story of how this all happened.
Well, you know, to be honest, and not to be throwing shade or being negative at all, but we really started it kind of as like an ongoing gripe. It wasn't really something that like we're going to do this because XYB reason. We did it because we were kind of fed up with Cosmos events never being in the United States are never being focused to U.S. users. I mean, U.S. users were dealing with a lot of things throughout the past couple of years, especially heavily right now, you know, being geo-locked out of things or not being able to attend Cosmos-related events because they're always abroad. And so, you know, we thought like we were seeing small bits and pieces of examples being done from certain NFT communities. Like really, to be very honest with you, I got to give Gelato a lot of credit for sparking the idea because they hosted an NFT event on their own in New York. And I was like, if they can do it, why can't we kind of scale it and do it bigger and not just be about Gelato, but be about all things that's happening in the Cosmos ecosystem when it comes to NFTs. And then at the same time, we were kind of going through a phase when we were originally talking about it with the development of, oh gosh, what was the prop now? What was it? ICS, was it 721? Guys, correct me if I'm wrong. In preparation of this, I've been drinking two Manhattan. So I could be wrong about that, but it was Interchain NFTs, right? Like we all voted for it on the hub and it passed and then it kind of just fell flat. And we were like, you know, we were seeing a lot of NFT creators, NFT communities really pushing the boundaries with what they were doing as far as with their communities and what they were doing with value being presented back to their community members. And we weren't really seeing any kind of like forward push when it came with Interchain NFTs. And so we thought, you know, if they're not going to be the mouthpiece, why don't we, the passionate people of the NFT community, do so? So why don't we put on our own event here in the United States that we want? Why don't we invite all of the NFT people that want to come in that's been saying the same thing as us? And why don't we actually be starting to talk about what we believe is going to be pushing a big portion of the Cosmos ecosystem forward? And that is, you know, integration of NFTs throughout. It doesn't necessarily have to be in regards to DeFi, but I definitely do think it's going to take a major role in what DeFi looks like in the future, incorporating NFTs. And then, you know, it's definitely bled into even, you know, deeper things that are very, very important, like validation services throughout the Cosmos ecosystem. Nowadays, most validators, not all of them, but a good portion of them have done something with NFTs or bootstrapped themselves with the NFTs. And, you know, it's all because of NFTs. So we just want to talk about it.
Yeah, it's an excellent point that you made that Cosmos, you know, they like to hit like developing areas before anyone else or actually imploding areas. That's how I feel about Turkey. But yeah, you're right. Also with you know, New York City, that's a big draw for NFT crowds. But it's a bit trite though to go to New York. I don't know why. But it just seems like any NFT conference is either Miami or Vegas or New York. But sounds like Nashville has all the goods for that would be the first NFT conference, wouldn't it be in Nashville or not?
No, so it was a little bit confusing.
Sorry, so, you said Solana, my bad, but go ahead.
Yeah, but for the Cosmos ecosystem, for sure, there was an actual event here that was scheduled in the past with a very similar name, and it was actually NFT Nashville. Unfortunately, I don't know exactly what happened. Those individuals last year, I think it was last year, tried to put it on, and I don't know if it was a rug or if they just ran into some kind of interference and they weren't able to put it on, but there was an attempt in the past, and so we just, you know, we captured it with NFTs Nashville because, you know, we were trying to still stick with that name and nobody trademarked it or anything like that, and we just kind of picked up the ball and ran with it because there was already some kind of exposure to the name. But yeah, as far as like NFT event in the Cosmos ecosystem, I think it's one of the first, if not, it is the first community driven, community funded event regarding NFTs or in just general regarding the funding that's happened in the US. And so I'm really proud of it. I'm really excited. To be honest with you, sometimes I get a little nervous because of the expectations and you know, it's the bear market, so people are very critical. But, you know, that's, I guess, a healthy, good thing. But I have a great team that I'm working with in order to put things together. If you guys don't know, you guys probably do, but it's Cosmos Joe, two of the members from a Cosmos Spaces, which is Little Gains and Shroot, also part of the Adora NFTs. But yeah, those are my team members. And you know, they've been working really, really hard. And luckily, we've been able to align ourselves with other members throughout our community, like Signal, that helped us a lot with our marketing, our branding, and our web development. And then also Stargaze and OmniFlix have really helped us out tremendously with helping us get things going. So, yeah, super excited.
Yeah, very good points. And also having it sort of in a smaller city. I think I worked a booth for Secret at NFT or Decentral Miami, and that show was really a bust. It really was as far as the exhibitor area. And I just said, wow, if this was in a smaller place, say in Nashville or something like that, and you had a smaller amount of people in a smaller city that's really untouched by all this NFTism, you know, as far as going through the cities, the usual New York scene. I'd have to think that it's a perfect venue for it. It sounds cozy. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. So a little bit about the venue. Like I've said before, when we first started off, it's a venue that my wife and I have actually used many times over for our office, for our dental office, in putting on events, whether it's CE courses, company Christmas parties or whatnot. Like, we're very familiar with the venue, with the staff there, and the sizing and what they can facilitate. And to your point, like, that was one of the things that as a team that we talked about earlier on was, you know, we didn't want to ask for too much. We didn't want to overpromise and then under, you know, produce. We definitely wanted to be a lot more conservative with things. We wanted to keep things a little bit more intimate, a lot more low key, if you will, in the size of things. And more realistic, for that matter, especially during the bear market times, right? And so the event space can facilitate sitting about 80 people comfortably, standing or whatnot. Like, it's a bit more, but we've asked and set the limit to be around 65 to 75, 80 people max is what we would hope to have turn out. By far, not like a very big event, but a good size event nonetheless. Again, we're really more concerned not of, you know, selling tickets or the size of the event or whatnot. We're really just more focused on showing that the scale of things really, you know, can be done conservatively, productively, realistically, and profitably for everybody, and still be like, and for that matter, very much attainable as well for the end purchaser or attendee, right? Like, again, I'm not trying to throw shade or nothing like that, but let me use an example for Solana. If you went back and looked at the Solana event, which wasn't even at an actual space, the Solana event that just happened in Nashville where they had a bar crawl was a multi-day event. Tickets went for $700. Tickets went for $700, the normal one-day ticket to just go and meet somebody at a bar was over $150, $140 or somewhere around there. Our tickets that we're aiming to sell is $80. And so we're trying to bring it down to a more realistic cost. And also, you know, we're trying to do that throughout. And so, yeah, that was the idea with the venue space, the size of it, and what we're trying to do as far as like with the tickets, but yeah, sorry. I think I might be rambling a little bit.
No, I like you rambling because you know what? It saves me from having to speak, which I don't know nothing. I don't know anything. So, I love it. The other part is there any sort of, you said 80 people sitting, and then as far as the venue, I think it's a suite, isn't it? And are there going to be any sort of, is there going to be any sort of catering or anything like that? And then we'll get into the speakers and exhibitors and stuff like that.
Yeah. So the idea is everybody who buys a ticket is going to get one, and for like the more important thing, right? You're going to get a drink ticket. You're going to get two drink tickets for every ticket that you purchase. So drinks will be on the house to be included in your purchase of the ticket. There will be catering. It's going to be more of like, I don't want to say finger food, but it's going to be, you know, it's Tennessee. So we're going to have barbecue and we'll have like a light, I guess, buffet style, pick it up as you go. Food for everybody. We're also thinking about bringing a food truck because food trucks are very popular here, sitting outside, just outside of the event space, which if you look at the pictures later on, and we'll have more pictures when the website, hopefully, and fingers crossed, will be done late this week, I guess it's tomorrow, and then or early to next week. It'll just be right outside. And we might, if we're allowed, we might actually put a tent style up there as well so that people can kind of like come in and out of the event space and not just be stuck inside the room, weather permitting and stuff. So that's what we're aiming to do. But yeah, it'll be good food, guys.
As you say, I don't want to throw shade, but I'll tell you, Cosmoverse, it was all finger food. It was the same little finger mini subs that look like sliders, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't want to hog up the microphone myself. Tank, you're the guy with all the knowledge. Anyone else want to speak, please ask for the microphone. Reese, you guys know more than I do. I'm just the host.
Yeah, I do. I will say we got Crypto Dungeon here, which is I see a few sponsors down there in the audience as well. Crypto Dungeon is a sponsor. Homestead, I know he's working on, again, correct me, Homestead, if I get this wrong, but he's working on trying to get a mint going for drink tickets to try to help sponsor the event as well, or sponsor the people that are going to be there. Finn and Terra Spaces is a sponsor with Rack and Terra Spaces. Jacob down there. You know what's a cool story about Jacob? I love telling this story, that the Juno community, the Juno ecosystem came together anonymously and pulled the funds so that Jacob and his project and his team and his efforts that he's been putting forth within the space gets recognized as a sponsor. And I absolutely love that. Like, that's just the epitome of what we're trying to do and what we're all about as far as, like, you know, the event goes. And so I'm so happy to have Jacob and his project as a sponsor for the event. Like, I'm really looking forward to getting him over there, and a lot of other people as well. So what's up? Shout out to everybody else in the, what's up, Ram? What's up, Poro? Neto? Hi, yeah, Cheddar.
I gave them the mics. How many sponsors in total do you have? I mean, then we can go down the list of sponsors.
Oh gosh, I don't have my, I'm not standing at my, or sitting at my computer. Gosh, I wish I had a standing desk.
Don't sweat it, man.
No, but we have a lot. Quite a bit. Yeah, off the top of my head, we have Terra Spaces, like I said, Jacob and his project. We've had Stargaze. Omniflix is chipping in their sponsor, which is way more than any kind of monetary funding they could have gave us. But Omniflix is taking care of the ticketing and also some of the media content as well. So we're getting a lot of their team working on things for us I wouldn't even say at cost, but like at a steep discount just to support Stargaze and what we're doing. Stargaze was the very first sponsor. They're our main sponsor for the event. They came out of their own and was immediately willing to sponsor the event for us and helped us secure the venue earlier on. And so, like, shout out to Stargaze. We're forever going to be grateful for them. If this snowballs in the later years to something much, much more bigger, you know, Stargaze is always going to hold that special place for us to getting this off the ground and running for us. But in collaboration, like, everybody else plays a big part of that, right? Omniflix, like we said, Terra Spaces, Jacob's project with Atlas, Game of Nodes, all of those validators have committed to sponsoring. We've had, oh gosh, Gelato. Gelato was like second to bat as an entity, and they came in as a well sponsor. Gosh, I know, I think I'm missing so many of them now that you put me on the spot, but we've had tons of sponsors and even individuals come up as sponsors and really help us out.
Yeah, Game of Nodes, that's great to see them there as well. We didn't get Noel. Is he going to come?
I don't. Yeah, I wish. Some of them is going to be a little rough to fly all that way. But yeah, it's a Rhino. All of them are super. I've always loved their podcast. Like I've said many times, I know Rama's down there. I've said it to him. He's been a guest on there many times before too. I think they're so underrated and underviewed as far as a cast goes online. I love them. I've always, like, even before, like, I would always watch them and whatnot. So really, really excited to have them as supporting the event.
Yeah, maybe they can do a live show there. I like that time when Noel got really angry and just said the F-bomb right away when the show started. That was hilarious. Maybe they can do a live show down there.
They have a really good, they have the right setup for banter. It's like, they all have their different personalities, and it's like it just meshes and flows really well. Even when they're frustrated, it's like, I don't know. It's nice to watch though.
And how about the last question I have, and I got many more because, you know, the more you talk, the more questions I have, which is a good thing. Kind of like superstars, like, well, we got Reese, you guys going, you know, we got superstars. Anyone like who actually make the art? We got Jacob as well. coming as far as the art world, as far as people who are actual creators, NFT creators, do you have quite a few coming as well?
Yeah, we do. And you know, I don't want to say any, like, or label anybody as super. To me, they're all superstars. I mean, to me, every one of these individuals, like Crypto Dungeon, right? Crypto Dungeon, by the way, forgive me, they're also sponsors of ours. They're validators, but also making an NFT game, D&D style game as well, in the ecosystem. And they're one of our sponsors. To me, all these guys are superstars. Like, it's so subjective. Like, right? Like, we were talking about it earlier on. NFTs have really made the Cosmos ecosystem what it is. And I don't even think a lot of people even realize that, like, a lot of these validators wouldn't be where they are if it wasn't for NFTs. It's bootstrapped them, right? Like, they're not just NFT creators or you know, anything like that. They're now validators. They're running infrastructure. They're important. They're the fucking blood of the Cosmos ecosystem. They're making sure blocks are getting produced and secured and whatnot. So, like, I don't know. It's kind of hard for me to say there's any one super. I think they're all fabulous. I'm super giddy, kind of like a little schoolgirl about all of them coming. But it's like, I know what you're trying to get at. We do have several, like, hidden up the sleeve individuals and things that, yes, I think are going to be really, really fun for people to experience and to also see there. I don't want to say anything just yet.
Yeah, that's why. I'm sorry. I've like foot and mouth disease. And what I mean by superstars is all the great people and who are working on stuff right now. If there are any reveals out there, you know, some people that have upcoming collections, that kind of stuff that we don't know about yet. But anyway, Mayorhead had his hand up. I'm sorry.
No problem. Hey guys, I missed the first 10-15 minutes. Wasn't sure. Were you just reviewing kind of what you have lined up so far, Tank?
Just a little bit of the background as far as like why Nashville, you know, that kind of stuff, and what makes it so attractive. And Tank, you can take over. Go ahead.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I was at the same time just messaging the guys in the team chat just to be sure that they saw this. Give me 1 second so I can push this link in here.
Yeah, if anyone wants to, thanks for all the retweets. And if anyone else wants to retweet, please do. If anyone wants to give Joe a lot of shit, please do that as well.
I'm going to give him a lot of shit.
Hey, Tank, I just, while we're chatting about Nashville, just wanted to say Saturday is the main conference meeting time, but from what I understand, you guys were going to planning some type of meet and greet stuff on Friday.
So there's a lot of people coming in a little bit early. Some people are coming, you know, as early as Thursday. Monday. I know some people that are coming on Monday. Like, they're making a long week of it.
To hang out at just to hang out in Nashville and sightsee.
Yeah, and it really is, like, you know, I could talk up Nashville and Middle Tennessee. There's a plethora of stuff to do here. Even as a resident here or local here, there's, you know, many times where I'm just like, oh, I didn't even know that. Right. That was, you know, that's cool. I'm going to go be a tourist in my own town. So, like, I get it. But there are, you know, Joe wants to put on an event the day before, maybe the day after as well. There's ONFT. Oh, there you go. ONFT is another guy, Wolfman, who's sponsoring it, and he wants to put on an event. I know there's several.
Is Wolfman close to Nashville? Do you know?
I don't know if he's close, but you know, some other people that are going to also be there is that some the team from Yieldmos, they are now our neighbors as well, Reese. I don't know if you know that, but think it's Kaku. Kaku just moved over here. And so, like, it's really cool. You know, it's like more and more people from the Cosmos are actually located here in Middle Tennessee. So,
or at least middle Midwest. I think it's going to be interesting because you can always do some really good networking in IRL events, but I kind of find it interesting the way Solana took their edge on what they did the past weekend. They did more of I don't think they rented like one specific location.
We were talking about that earlier. It was like a bar crawl.
They did a bar crawl, and that way they don't have to, you know, rent a space, and you never know how many people are going to show up.
Did you see how much those tickets were though?
Yeah.
The VIP tickets were like $700-$800 and some of the, but it was cool. Like I saw, we were talking about it earlier. I saw a lot of the, like pictures from the event. It looked mm-hmm. awesome, you know?
Yeah. So anyways, they didn't publicize it very much because I didn't hear about it until afterwards. Some people were talking about it on a Monday space about how there was a meetup in Nashville, but it was definitely mainly Solana NFT traders. Anyways, I'm very pumped that, you know, Stargaze is going to be a big part of it. I would like to get some more Polygon people involved. It doesn't seem like there's, I think I've made a couple connections with a couple people that are just close to Nashville that might want to attend. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all pans out.
I was just going to, one of the things I want to bring up later was cross-pollination, actually, with other ecosystems or other chains. And you brought that up, Mayor. Sorry, go ahead, Tank. You guys talk about that.
That's definitely the goal for the ongoing. We want to make this an annual, maybe even like, you know, twice a year. Who knows, right? Kind of event. Eventually, I know it is branded NFT Nashville, but, you know, it's a very simplistic thing where we could actually brand elsewhere and host it elsewhere in different cities. But the goal is to later on not just be talking to Cosmos NFT projects. Like, we want to branch out and talk to ADA, Solana, Polygon, and ETH. Like, we want to make NFT Nashville, I guess, to be very honest with you, and I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but the goal is to grow to be like the Bitcoin conference, but just for NFTs, right? Like, that's what we want to do. So, yeah.
Gus, are you for sure? Are you locked in, Gus?
I think I pretty much am. I just have to pass it by the wife, and if I might be doing a job change soon, so it depends on what they say too. But
schedule
depends on your schedule. Leeway. Yeah, I think it looks good though. Hey, how about just to bring it up? Is Amanda involved in this, or is she just totally gone all Polygon? And what's going on? Because she's really good at shows. I've seen her two shows already, and I don't know, you know, where she is in the ecosystem world.
She was interested. I haven't heard from her recently, but I thought she was interested in going to Nashville. I know she went to NFT NYC, I believe.
Yeah, we've talked to her a few times, and hopefully we'll be blessed to be graced by her presence. She is very, very active, and she puts on great events. And so we'd be really, really happy to see her down here. So she's been really, really supportive of it.
Yeah, and just remember to remind her that she's Joe Manda. She used to be Joe Manda. Okay, so we all
yeah, yeah,
Joe.
Yeah,
Joe Manda. And then also, I mean, there's also some good opportunities for, say, young developers out there too. I mean, you get to network and stuff like that, right? Because I've had a few people DM me and say, listen, I'm thinking about going down there, but these are the costs. And I'm like, listen, it's a good investment. Go down there, meet these people, shake hands, you know, shamelessly rub elbows, and, you know. And the same thing happened to me at Cosmoverse, even though I didn't really have much of a business to give them other than warnings about regulations, that kind of stuff. But it was great meeting those people. And I do have contacts that ended up as LinkedIn contacts. Real people that I know. And, you know, for anyone who's thinking about, you know, who's a developer out there, who's working on stuff. And I know a couple of you are in here and you're debating it. I said, do it. Absolutely do it. Go to a show. If it's your first show, do it. And this is the best way to get started, you know, in a very small show.
Yeah. So I kind of wanted to touch on that and like make it absolutely clear. I'm sorry, clear as too far as like what we're trying to do for the event. We're not like a conference, right? Like we're not Cosmoverse. And it was really funny because I was talking to our friends here in Nashville, actually, about the conference. It was Yield Mills, the guys from Yield Mills. And I always talk about this now because it was one of those aha moments. And I was like, oh yeah, that's funny because you guys think that way. But they reminded me because we were talking about it when they first moved down here. I met them for some drinks and we were talking about it as far as what like the conferences are for. And really like a lot of these crypto conferences, they're meant to make those connections for those projects to those VCs or to get funding, right? Like that's what conferences are typically for. This NFT event that we're putting on is literally for the people of the NFT community to innovate and to like explore and to celebrate what they're doing. But at the same time, there are going to be key figures there, like, right? Like, I'm going to speak about Reese because I think his brain is absolutely beautiful. I think his work is absolutely beautiful. I mean, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but like, you know, he's a key figure in the Juno ecosystem. You come there, and if you're just interested in NFTs, you think you had a great project and you've been trying to innovate and you've been trying to grow something, you could talk to somebody like Reese and really find a lot of value, maybe not monetarily, but like as far as like relationships and ideas and brain power goes to your project just by, going to one of these events or going to our event. I want people to understand, like, we're about pushing the narrative. We're about building the narrative. We're about shining the light on what NFTs have done and what they will do going forward. We're not, I mean, it might happen, but we're not typically there to like swash, like, you know, funding back and forth with people. We're like really organically trying to push it.
I see it more as like a social networking, just kind of like, you know, get to meet the people that you've met online and hang out and have some fun. But it's more of a, I don't know, you know, it's you guys are starting it up, but to me, it's more of like, you know, we're all trudging through this horrible bear market. And if you're still here, then you're interested in NFTs. If you're still here, you like the concept of digital collectibles. And I think digital collectibles, you know, Tank, we've talked about this before. There's going to be such a huge market for it within the next 5 years. It's just like, we're still in this grand experiment of like, what is it going to be? Gaming? Is it going to be collectibles online? Is it going to be people converting Pokemon cards into NFTs? It's like, who knows what it's all going to turn out to be, but I would love to see like this event kind of mesh into something about, you know, kind of like, you know, in Vegas, they have the big, you know, gaming conventions and stuff like that for gamers and stuff. You know, it's like, this is something like that for NFTs. I kind of feel that's the vibe.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. At least that's what we're aiming for.
Yeah, and to add to that, I happen to think that NFT is going to take on a much more mundane role in the future as far as documents. Say, you know, DocuSign might be using them for redacted fields, which and for example, IDs, like, you know, Civic Key is working on stuff like that for soulbound IDs, that kind of stuff. I think it's going to be used for even parking tickets or concert tickets, really mundane stuff out there. But mm-hmm. Have you guys talked to Tor over at Stash App? I was wondering if that happened or not, just to flip that idea.
The guys have definitely talked to a number of, basically, just put it this way, amongst us four, we've touched base and reached out to just about anything within our immediate ecosystem, as far as like, you know, interest goes. I want to be very political. Some people have not responded, and I think it's just, I can only assume because, you know, they didn't tell us directly, but some people have been affected a lot differently, in the bear market. And so I'm just going to assume that that's probably the case of why we haven't heard back much from it, and just, you know, be okay with that.
Some teams might not be interested, and that's cool, you know. And if 3 years from now, you know, it's a massive event and they want to get back in, then whatever, you know.
But very good points, guys. And also, you know, also personal stuff's going on with people. They're getting switched around between positions, or they're losing their position, or going to a, you know what I mean, lateral moves, or going a rung down. A lot's going on with the people in their personal lives as well. But, you know, that's, we're all kind of there to just sort of hang out and meet the people that we've always talked to, but we never really seen in person. And that's, I mean, that's the essence of it too, just to hang out and talk about NFTs and finally meet the people that we've always wanted to meet. And you, out of all the people in this, you know, in Cosmos, I think most of the people in this room are the only ones I really want to meet. I'm not going to Cosmoverse this year. There's a lot about it, but I enjoy the smaller venues much more.
Yeah. We're trying to keep it intimate. We're trying to keep it organic. We're trying to keep it genuine, you know, as much as possible. Not to say that, you know, what we're doing and the type of event that we're doing is any less important. I truly, honestly, 1000% believe this, and to where like a social narrative or a social, the way that social media or the people out there, regardless if they're crypto or Cosmos natives or not, view our ecosystem is extremely important and extremely valuable long term, right? Like you could have the, you could have a piece of shit idea, I'll be honest with you. But if you have a great narrative, you have a great interaction, you have a great base, you connect with that base, it can be extremely powerful for that ecosystem. And not just in regards to NFTs, but for the entire ecosystem, right? Like, look at one of the greatest examples I could say was just look at what happened with Solana and look what happened with Cardano, right? Like, nothing great happening over there. But like in the past 2 years, they had a tremendous, tremendous following when it came to NFTs. Like, there was a huge influx of liquidity and following that happened just because of the NFT project, because they were nurturing it. They were actually playing towards their base, and they were all getting along, and they were all bullish on things, you know, regardless of like their technical side of things and their issues that they had there. Like, they had a connection with their people, and that's what we're trying to, I think we all know Cosmos has a marketing issue. It has an identity crisis, right? Like, and it's kind of like a double-edged sword. It just kind of is what it is. If you understand Cosmos, it just, you know, it's part of the bullish and also, unfortunately, part of the bearish thing about what makes Cosmos great. But we need to actually touch base with our base and connect with them again in order so that we can actually get that. Because right now, I mean, you're all Cosmos natives. And I guarantee you, if I talk to any one of you guys one-on-one, it's going to be a frustrating conversation about, if I was to ask you, hey, how do you see the Cosmos ecosystem? And it would be relevant. Every one of those conversations would have validity. Every one of you guys would have an argument to it and a gripe, but also like probably something positive to say as well. We need to start getting everybody on board on the same boat, at least like an agreement into what we find is good in our ecosystem, and float that boat. Like, yeah, we can have our disagreements. We can have our says about stuff, but let's at least agree throughout as a collective voice on the few things that we actually all love, and let's stick with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think
100%.
The reason it's been so, there's been so much negativity is just, it's been a brutal market, you know, and it's like not all these teams are going to make it. Like, if people are, you know, people, if your job was in Web3, you know, there's so much funding is getting cut back. So it's like, yeah, there's a lot of negativity, but I also agree that, you know, it's some really good tech, and it's superior tech. And, you know, Stargaze is its own blockchain. There's not that many NFT marketplaces that are their own blockchain. And that's what Stargaze has got that it's very unique for, you know.
Excellent point, Mayor. Very good point. Yeah, continue. I want to get on to speakers pretty soon. Also speakers and also some of the live casts. But continue with that point, Mayor. Good point. Head being its own blockchain. And
I mean they can do so many different things with their tweaking of their token and you know what NFTs are bought and sold in. You know, other NFT marketplaces are going multi-chain, and I'm really interested to see what Stargaze is, if they do plan on trying to go more multi-chain, because I think they're, or if they're gonna, last time I heard they were gonna, there was this upgrade to where we were gonna be able to trade NFTs between cross chains within IBC, and because they were doing were they calling it a game of NFTs or something like that, to be able to do cross chain NFTs. And I haven't
interchain that NFTs. About. That's the whole reason we were talking about earlier before you came on. That was like part of the whole reason, or I guess partially, like I said, of why like we wanted to really get the conversation going on like innovating and nurturing what we all voted for. Like, I forget what prop it was, but yeah, we all voted for it, and it just kind of sat there. Nothing new really happened.
I'm sure the Game of Nodes guys will know, and I think they've been testing it on the back end, but it's, you know, an NFT is just a token. Like, you know, we're already trading all these tokens between chains already. So I think interchain NFTs, because like as of now, I mean, like, you know, Rec Gang, there's a couple other projects that are doing it, but a lot of this bridging is very complicated, and people are still siloed. But once you can get these interchain NFTs, you know, mainstream, it'll really make the Cosmos ecosystem stand out, I think.
Yeah, and these are the conversations that we want to facilitate when we're at there. Like, we're going to have a really good lineup of during the event, and you know, topics that we want to touch base. But this is one of the big ones that we really do want to talk about, because, you know, I could go down the rabbit hole right now and give you my humble opinion, because I'm kind of 50-50 about, you know, interchain NFTs or even cross-chain NFTs. Like, yeah, you know, you see a lot of these bigger names doing it, but then, you know, you're asking your base on any little portion of ecosystems that you touch, if you're going cross-chain, to follow you, and how much of that actually sticks. Like, there's only so much liquidity that's going to, you know, go from MetaMask to a Kepler to now Polygon wallet, then to like wherever else you go. And every time you do that, you kind of dilute the, dare I say, the key hype word that's been thrown around, concentrated liquidity for your project. You know, so is that good long-term? I don't know, because then you're always kind of fighting an uphill battle. You're always trying to come up with the next thing to jump to the next lily pad. I think interchain NFTs really solves a lot of those problems, into where you can actually touch all of those without having to, you know, create multiple wallets and without having to go and ask your base to follow you every last place that you go, or rewrite your contract structure in order to do some kind of like value capture for your consumers of your NFTs. And so, like, yeah, we're trying to, you know, have those conversations on ICS 721 and how the Cosmos can really beat out all of these humongous, like Solana, ADA, like I said earlier. Imagine Cosmos, if the NFT side of Cosmos could have captured that. We all know, like, to transact an NFT transaction is dirt cheap here. It's fast as can be as well. And we can already kind of see it if we have a you know, particular wallets or whatnot throughout. Like, imagine if that just really catches on with these NFT creators, with ETH, with Solana, with ADA, and they bring their community over here and they go, wait a minute. You're saying I could actually launch my NFT project here, you know, and get my people exposure throughout via IBC without having to always come up with this new gamification thing or jump to another lily pad to find more liquidity or whatnot. You know, I think if we bring the creators, if we bring the people that are really innovating on their projects, that will bring the liquidity. Right now, I think Cosmos is just trying to look for liquidity without projects, without creators, without innovators. And it's like, okay, we're just kind of like recreating the same wheel, the same creations that we've been doing, but really we're not like creating new liquidity, like new money. So I don't know. Like, I don't know. Those are conversations that I really think will be helpful to the entire Cosmos. But again, it's not everything.
Right? Is Shane planning on attending? Do you know?
Yeah.
Yep. He is. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Cosmoverse is right back to back. Like, we're trying to send people monsters and Red Bulls, and so that they can travel with energy, but we'll do whatever we can to get them there.
Is Cosmoverse like the next week? Is it that right after?
To be honest with you, I can't remember. It's really close to each other.
Anyways, the reason I asked that is just because I know, you know, Shane has got some great ideas for Stargaze, and I think there's so much great potential. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of projects that are still leaving Solana, from, I mean, my understanding, or they're just trying to go cross chain. But I mean, ideally, it is to get IBC more adopted into the major chains, to where, you know, but I mean, that's a lot of work, heavy lifting on the tech side and the dev side of it, to embrace IBC. But anyways,
I just want to touch base. Like, I wouldn't say it's a hard task. I know a lot of people think, but look at like when Evmos first came out, right? What was the big project on Evmos again? The NFT project. I mean, that's an EVM, right? Like, you were already tapping into the Ethereum side of things. By
they're using Ethermint. Yeah, they have Ethermint, so they can, you can use MetaMask, and
you know,
you can use Kepler, or from what I understand, but I mean, MetaMask is going to be able to be used within the Cosmos here pretty soon. I mean, there's funding to get MetaMask and
more widely adopted. I didn't realize I didn't mute. Yeah, but like Leap, right? And Kix, was it called Kix with MetaMask or whatnot? Like, that's dope.
Snaps.
Kix. I said Kix. Snaps. Thank you.
Real quick, Tank, just to pivot on the topic of speakers, are there any speakers that you have lined up? I'm sure things are kind of early right now. Talk a little bit about some of the different levels. I read the page about different levels of supporting, contributing, and speaking, and what do you have planned? Is there anything in the line right now, or is it?
Yeah, well, no. So the guys are working on it. Damn it, Joe! Like, right, this is really more his wheelhouse. I've been really taking care of a lot of the, I don't want to say the bigger things or whatnot, because that's a super big deal as well. But that's really like Shroot. I wish they were here as well. But Shroot Joe has been really taking care of like how that structure is going to flow for all of our sponsors. I know they've been working on, obviously, like our well sponsors are going to have dibs on just about every, like they'll have exclusive time slots during the event to kind of talk about their projects, talk about why people should be interested and kind of pitch it out there to their community and to the people of the cosmos, because we will be live streaming it as well, at least video capturing it if all hell breaks loose and we can't live stream, but we will record everything and you know, be producing it on a mass scale with OmniFlix, with Stargaze, and with Joe and I's channel, and throughout the cosmos to get it, and with everybody like ICI and everybody else who puts content out there. So all of our larger sponsors will have those dedicated times throughout the event to kind of like do that. We're going to have a structure where later on the anchor part of the event, we're going to have a larger kind of, kind of panel discussion. With all the higher, I hate saying this, but with all the more relevant people that may be like holding roles like developers or whatnot when it comes to the tech side of things. But yeah, so like Joe, them, unfortunately, they have that all structured. I don't have it. Like I said, I'm actually kind of like walking around and not at my computer. But yeah, all of it's thought out.
Good stuff, man. Great. And yeah, I mean, it'd be great. It's no worries about the superstar. We want to hear them talk anyway. We want to hear the panel. We want to hear people with like Reese and Jacob and you guys on it. So, you know, so that's
all. You guys want to hear a little bit of Alpha?
Sure. It's being recorded, by the way.
I'm saying that like it's really fun, right? Like a little bit of Alpha about it. So some people that
wait,
would
Tank,
never have
even, have another drink. All right. Have a few more drinks. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. I got to find my Manhattan. It's sitting somewhere around here. I was up with my wife. I don't know where I put it. Hold on one second. Actually, hold on one second. Let me grab it.
I think I just wrecked the Alpha right there, guys. I'm going to open this up pretty soon for anyone who wants to talk and questions and stuff like that. Tank, please pour yourself a double and we'll get back to the Alpha. I have so many questions. When Tank starts talking, I write tons of notes. But yeah, Tank, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get my pit bull to put on his collar so I can take him for a walk while I'm talking to y'all. But no. What I was going to say is, so some of the, you know, with the event, we're getting a lot of support from people that we really didn't think were going to be coming out and be so supportive. With the recent past few months that went by, I know a lot of you guys may have heard of Grace, or G, she goes by, who was the receiver end of All in Bits lawsuit. She has been a strong advocate and supporter of what we've been doing for a long time, and has said that she's going to be a sponsor. And also, even though we all have our differences, it's really bulletproof to see even people who feverishly disagree with us on many, like I'm saying, some of the team members, including myself. But we've had Jacob from Notional also say that he wants to be a well sponsor of the event as well. And so, you know, it's regardless of how people feel, it's just, it is kind of still inspiring at times that even people that you can disagree with on many different levels, on many different things, and very strongly about, still see the benefit of what we're trying to do and are trying to work towards getting that message across. And so a little bit of Alpha, I think, you know, it's a good thing, regardless of each individual's views of each other or what, you know, people have done in the past. And so a little bit Alpha. Yeah, I haven't collected it from either one of them, but they've said that it's going to happen in the next couple of days. So we'll see, right?
Yeah, I always keep in mind once I meet people, I met people at Cosmoverse, and it's just like I see them all over Twitter. It's like I can't fight with these people. I know them. I met them. We had good times together. You know what I mean? And so it's just, you know, making that physical connection with people where you're shaking their hand, you're talking to them, you're spending a night hanging out, drinking beers with them. You know, it changes the whole dynamic. And, you know, we get along pretty well. I mean, you have to think about other Twitter communities out there. I mean, try going to Olympic ice skating. It's horrible. You know, I'm just joking here, but, you know, going to other places and it's just rotten the way people treat each other in comparison to what's going on in Cosmos. Excellent point.
Yeah. I apologize if I sound kind of robotic. I'm walking my dog, but go ahead.
Yeah, walking a pit bull with a Manhattan. Okay, cool. And by the way, let's open up the
I walk
the
my room pit bull bit. Down the street with my Manhattan. Yep.
You're so civilized. anyone else out there? We gave a lot of people mics and stuff. Reese has been quiet. I think we've been just rolling over them. And Rama's there. We got a lot of people. Jacob as well. Nada Dow, who never speaks, except for when I'm absolutely, well, late at night. I was going to try to keep this to just 1 hour, but I guess we're going to go a little bit overboard. I gave Joe a final notification that if he comes, we're going to whip him. He's the guy who said 8:30. Go ahead.
I DM Joe also. Tank, did you hear the news today from Magic Eden? Look, I posted a link at the bottom in the comment sections. Have you seen what they announced?
No, I have not. Let me see. Hold on.
It's in the bottom.
The comment section, okay.
The bubble section at the bottom.
Yeah, I'm reading it right now. Sorry.
Oh, there's Gainsy.
Original ideas. Gains. Oh, that's Gaines cool.
Is in the house. Cool.
A $1 million creator fund.
I think this is part of the $3 million that got turned back in from the Utes team is leaving. So they're taking a third of that $3 million and they're going to ask for new projects to send in grants or applications. But a lot of the projects
for $10K so that they can come pick everybody's brains and get great ideas from the Cosmos ecosystem.
Well, I think they're looking for new people to launch on what it is they're trying to get more people to come over. But a lot of the, like, think about the projects who have been there for 9 months and have dealt with just a lot of the ups and downs. Like, they feel like they're kind of like, well, what about us? You know? So whenever you start handing out grants like this, there's always going to be questions as to, well, what about the teams that have already been here, you know, for a while? So that was announced today.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, for many reasons, but not solely because of that grant issues and stuff like that, which a lot of people already know. We did apply for the Atom Accelerator grant, like, right? And we were very hopeful, and we saw, at least in our eyes and our thoughts, the value of sponsoring an event like NFT Now. But unfortunately, we didn't actually get that. And there's a lot of political in outs. When it comes to receiving grants, there's a lot of there's a lot of things that go along with community spends and those things of that nature. And so we find ourselves very fortunate. While we don't have the huge amount of funding to put on this event and do all the bells and whistles, like, you know, give everybody dinners or, you know, whatever, like massages during whatever. I'm not throwing shade, but, you know, we don't have that. But we will put on a quality event, and we're very, very grateful for the funding that we did get. Like, right now, the event's going to happen 1,000%, even if nobody else stepped up to the plate anymore. And we're about that, right? Like, we're going to be able to put on a successful event for the Cosmos ecosystem, push that narrative about the Cosmos ecosystem and get it out there regardless. And so, yeah, I see stuff like that and, like, I feel bad, but it's just the nature of the beast, right? Like, when you start doing those kind of things, it's kind of what happens.
Well, I'm still trying to reach out to Johnny and see if they're interested in being a part of it. So I haven't got any replies. I've been ghosted twice. So he did reply that one time, I think, to that group chat, but I haven't heard back from him.
Yeah. I know, but I get it though, right? Like everybody's focused on their own little ecosystem, their own spot. And you know, what's happening in Cosmos is definitely not unique. It's happening throughout. And so I get it, you know, hopefully next year they'll, you know, we can be the example. We can set the tone. We can show them later, like, hey, this is why you might want to actually converse with all of us over here in the Cosmos and vice versa. So I mean, we'll see.
I'd like to hear Gaines's point of view as far as the marketplace. It's like, there are some marketplaces that want to be chain agnostic and they want to sell NFTs from like five different blockchains. But I think Stargaze is in a different position being a L1 blockchain by itself. So it's like, it's going to be interesting to see where Stargaze goes from here. Is like, are they going to try to branch out and sell NFTs from other chains? I don't know.
They're talking now because I got to run. We won, guys. Stargaze won. All right. We fucking won. We're not going to ride the purple wave. Mayor, I don't know how long you're going to be on that surfboard riding that purple wave, but we won, Mayor. The thing is, we are ramping up the marketplace to onboard the next 50,000 million, billion, trillion Polygon users. They're going to come to Stargaze. They're going to get sick of how people
are being... That's with three zeros, Mayor. That's with three zeros.
Yeah,
let's quadrillion. Go. Let's go. Million.
Quadrillion, billion, million. No, but Mayor, for real, I think that both marketplaces, or not both marketplaces, but Polygon and Stargaze can coexist together. And I'm sure there's going to be bridges like that are going to be super accessible to transfer NFTs from Polygon to Stargaze, from Stargaze to Polygon. And I think it's fine. I think both chains, you know, can exist and coexist, whatever. But what is very different from what Stargaze is doing to Polygon, and you can see it, Mayor, like the team is super close to the community. You can literally reach out to Shane, message him. You can reach out to anybody in the team and message them and let them know like, hey, I have a concern, or hey, you know, I have a suggestion. And next thing you know, they ship it. How hard is it to reach out to these founders of Polygon? Have you tried it personally, Mayor? Have you made a connection with them? Probably not.
I have not reached out, but Sandeep has been showing up in a lot of spaces with some of these NFT projects. So, I mean, Polygon is trying to focus on NFTs. They've done a lot with Reddit. They're bringing in a lot of people that aren't really into Web3 through Reddit. So they're working really hard at trying to be like the NFT, you know, a primary NFT chain. But I agree with you. I think they can coexist. I think there's plenty of people that are untapped, you know.
Well, you know what's really interesting is how I've always curious, like when blockchain, like layer, or what I'm trying to say, when ecosystems say those kind of things, like, oh yeah, we're onboarding people through Reddit, like how are you measuring that? Like how do you
you cut out
chain. Am I? Oh, damn it. Okay.
He's outside, aren't you?
Well, I think I'll tell you what, like Mayor, I'll tell you what, Mayor, that $1 million supposedly that they have to spend on supposedly projects, I don't know if it's true or not. Why not really spend it to find a better way to onboard people to NFTs? You know, they're going to spend it on people that are already in the NFT ecosystem that already have a community, right? But how is that going to impact their growth? Like, it's just going to circulate between the projects. It's not going to attract the next 1,000 new users, million users, whatever they want to use for buzzwords.
No, yeah, I agree. I didn't hear the announcement. I thought they were going to do a space about it. I just saw the tweet. I wish I would have got more information about, like, is this Magic Eden money or is this Polygon money? Like, where is this $1 million coming from? I mean, in all reality, I mean, a million's not a whole lot, but if it's coming from Magic Eden, I don't know. You know, I don't know. But I guess I'm interested to just see like where things go within Cosmos. I'm really interested in Passage. I think Passage is doing their token. They're doing their stream swap. Isn't that happening like right now? Like, I think Passage is like this. They've got so much potential for NFTs. You know, I just really am interested to see where they go, and would love to see, you know, Passage and Stargaze, you know, collaborate and do things and just push NFTs forward. So I think there's so much positivity and there's so much growth. There's room for healthy competition, you know?
You really need a team, dude. You really need a team that's dedicated to literally like seeking out people that are not in Web3 and dedicate tons of time to onboarding them to Web3. It takes weeks sometimes to onboard just one person. I'm kind of doing that for Stargaze right now. I know it's just like, preferably you want a bigger team to do this, but I'm taking the time to do it myself. And I'll tell you one thing that they keep telling me is like, well, my friends told me that NFTs are a big scam. So what you got to do is you literally have to walk them through like why it's not a big scam. And of course, there are big scams. You have to get on voice calls. You have to get on FaceTime calls with them because they literally are just scared to get into crypto because of everything they've heard before. It's not easy. So I would love to see other bigger like L1s like Polygon spending money on making like a team that's dedicated to onboarding new users, you know. Stargaze is doing it.
You know, I like what you're saying. And you guys, shout outs to you in Cosmos Spaces. You guys have been a strong supporter of what IBC Gang and myself have been doing as far as trying to onboard people into the Cosmos ecosystem with our community game days, giving us the crypto and NFTs when we do host them to give away to the winners. But you're absolutely right. You know how long it takes to do that, to get some people that you'll get a lot of people that are already here, but like the reason why we're doing it is so that people on Twitch or on these social media platforms, you know, will partake in the things that they like to partake in, but they'll see the prize is in the Cosmos asset. And then to get it, you have to create a Kepler wallet. It's literally taken me, like you said, Gaines, sometimes 2 weeks, 3 weeks to keep like pounding that in. And somebody just comes in, or maybe a handful of people come in and go, oh, that's cool. You mean I can get that for free if I win playing something that I already do? And like, all I got to do is download this wallet. I'll do that. And then, but you're right. Their friends go, you know, in the comments, they'll go, oh, isn't NFTs a scam? Like how am I blah, 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 blah. And you're like, I would like to see these blockchains and these teams really investing, not just back into, which is smart, you got to do some of it, but not just into their own circle, but outside of it to onboard the next 1,000, 10,000 people. Shout out to Cosmos Spaces, though.
100%.
Even before all of this, man.
100%. Thanks for sure, bro. yeah, like I said, like, you know, it's definitely bear market vibes right now. You know, it all around. It's not just like, you know, us that are experiencing it. It's everywhere. It's bear market vibes. And one thing we should really focus on is attracting new people that are curious about crypto and are curious about NFTs, helping them get onboarded in the right way, you know, not just say, hey, go buy this token and just leave them alone. No, you really have to walk them through all the steps. Because right now the same money is circulating around the same projects. You know, we need to attract new people. We need to attract new users. Literally right now, guys, is that's actually what I'm working on with the Stargaze team right now, right here in my office. I'm talking to Darius, and we got a big game plan to onboard new investors, new traders to Stargaze. So a lot of fun.
They're working you to the bone.
yes, but it's hella fun, dude. It's a lot of fun.
No, we appreciate it, man. They needed, and I think you're the perfect fit for that role, bud. So drink some coffee.
Do me a big favor, gang. So I don't know if you've seen this tweet that I've been sharing around, but it's basically a group of guys that have like their own podcast and YouTube channel and shit. And they recently bought a punk for $1 million. And then they were going around the streets of New York asking people how much they would pay for this punk, right? And some people got it right. Like, oh, okay, yeah, I'd pay this much. It's an NFT. Some people are like, no, I'd pay like $10 for it. But they're kind of curious about Stargaze. I seen that in their profile, they actually invested in Stash. Not sure how long ago they invested in Stash, but they invested in a few different projects and marketplaces. So they're kind of interested in Stargaze. So let's comment on their tweet and just say hello or you know, shill your projects, because these are the kind of people we also want to come to Stargaze, right? These are the kind of people that have that liquidity, that have those connections, that do invest in projects. So I'll pin it.
Can you share that up there? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pin it to the top.
I think I saw that one that you were talking about. I watched it and I was like, all these people are getting it wrong. They're getting it wrong.
Gaines, do you have any updates on the Interchain NFTs? That there was, I know there was a proposal on the hub to do beta testing for the Interchain. I guess it's got to be a new token standard. Have you heard anything about that, or
I will be 100% honest. I don't have an update for you on that, but my main focus right now is I kind of shifted from onboarding new artists to just literally growth and getting more people to come and trade on the platform. So my 100% cool. focus is on that right now. But one thing I do know is that that we do want to for sure start, you know, onboarding other NFTs from different marketplaces and from you know ETH is a big one.
Yeah, and then with the new upgrade, the snap, what is it? I put it up there at the top. MetaMask users will be able to integrate. That's going to be a big deal. Leap snaps, bring your Cosmos dApps to 10 million MetaMask users. I know that's in the works too. So yeah, there's a lot of tech stuff that still needs to roll out, but there's a lot of potential here. I'm going to have to step down, guys, in about 2 minutes here. I got a phone call I got to make. But anyways, Gaines, what have you decided? Are you going down in the middle of the week? Are you going down on Wednesday to Nashville? Have you decided yet?
I'll be there Thursday through Sunday. Me okay. and Drew and a few other people. Well, we'll ask a few other people if they want to stay at an Airbnb, but we'll be there Thursday through Sunday.
Yep. Yeah, I know Shroot said he was interested in doing an Airbnb. I was DMing him a little bit. That's the day I was considering Wednesday. I might still, I don't know, but I'm definitely thinking about heading down on Thursday. Yeah. Gotcha, but I would be driving. So I would be getting there probably late Thursday evening or mid evening Thursday. So could always try to meet up Thursday night if you're going to be there. I didn't know what time are you driving?
Oh, hell no. I am not driving again to Tennessee. Oh, my God.
You just did it. You just did it for vacation, right?
No way. I am not driving again to Tennessee. Okay, unless if it's for a big family vacation like I did. But like by myself, yeah. No way. I'm taking a plane.
You could save so much time just taking a flight. Got it. Well, if you're not driving, and I don't know what Shroot's plans are, but I was thinking – it would help to have, you know, one card. You know, I don't know how many people are going to rent
Shroot's
cars.
Probably taking the van down, man. He's probably driving. Yeah. I've already met him once when he came back up here, man.
Yeah.
Shroot got to see the office and everything.
Yeah, I want to see that van, man. I think what he's doing, the pictures look great. The pictures look really great with, you know, wanting to do a Dow van. A van, what's he calling it? Van Dow?
Van Dow, yep.
Hey, by the way, before you leave, Mayor, IBC Mentor is coming out soon. I think you guys already seen that, you know, TFM is supporting buying NFTs in IBC tokens, which is cool. But what we do need is IBC minting. We need IBC minting. I think that's one of the most important things.
Right on.
Yeah, cool. I'll check it out. But I might pop back in later. But I committed to a phone call, so I'll pop back in later, guys, if you're still running, Gus. I don't know how long you're going to keep it running.
Probably until 10 o'clock. I'm trying to, just for brevity's right sake. But
hey, I got a question for Reese.
One question, Tank.
Craft Economy now. Is there any chance NFTs might be incorporated in that?
Real quick,
later
Tank.
Down the road?
I got a question for you, if you don't mind. First of all, we got
he's probably just vegging out. Doing his damn work.
Tank, you can't hear Gus. Gus, hit the mute all button and then toggle it off again.
Okay. Give me a second here. No, we just got a man in the house. Amanda, we were talking about you earlier. All good things, of course. And Tank, I just had a quick question before you went into your question. There was something you were going to have a deadlifting competition with Jay at one point in time. Was that
Was that
Casey talking? Event? I still can't hear him. Dang it. I don't know what happened.
Just drop down and come back up, Tank.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so that's it. That's the question. I heard that like Jay and Tank were going to have some deadlifting competition, and I was wondering if that was going to happen in Nashville. Please welcome Amanda aboard as well.
Gus, it's been a while since I've talked to you. How's it going?
Very good, very good. And how are you?
I am good. I like seeing all the familiar faces in this space. It feels like fam to head back in a space like this. I'm good. What? Why were you talking about me? I hope that was a joke.
Oh, we were just talking about whether you're going to come or not. And you know, it's, you know, we're how far into Polygon land you are now, and you know, whether you want to go back to your roots for a little bit and hang out with us in Nashville, just to see what's going on in your world. We did talk about a lot of cross pollination between ecosystems, that kind of stuff. So, but anyway, you go ahead, and I think hopefully Tank will be back up. Can you hear us?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, Tank, the question for you was, you had a deadlifting competition with Jay. Was that going to be this event, or was that an event before?
Jay don't want this smoke, dude. Jay don't want a squat or bench or deadlift competition with me.
Well, you guys, it's actually, he threw down the gauntlet, didn't you?
I did.
Someone accepted.
He said it, I told him, he apparently accepted, but then I don't know if you guys saw that, he recently just said that he was going to be deleting his Twitter handle in protest of X. So I'm assuming he's backing out of it. So I took it as he didn't want the smoke. That's all. I didn't think anything about Twitter. I thought he just was afraid of the competition.
No, he follows me. He's not going to follow me again after that. But I hope it happens. You had a Tank, before I interrupted you, you had a question for, I think it was Gaines and then Amanda.
Oh, no. Ahead. It was for Reese with Kraft. I was just wondering if there was any chance in the future that NFTs might be incorporated in that with Juno.
Yeah, so for the original Kraft, we did have NFTs. We had an entire marketplace. I wrote an indexer for it. The idea was you would buy real estate properties in the indexer, like from the initial DAO as like the mint, and that would like help fund future development. And then those properties had income. So could I add NFT support? Yes, I thought about maybe adding something like racks or something into the current version where you would sync up your wallet and be able to place that in game. But because it's not the full Kraft and I'm just trying to do mini games, so I'm not like stepping on the investor's toes, I don't know how I could implement NFTs like properly. I've been thinking through it because I would like to have an NFT aspect with it somehow, but it needs more thought in terms of like incorporating it to the like fork of it I'm trying to do without, again, stepping on investors' toes. So I'm still thinking about it, but work in progress.
Yeah, that would be really, really cool. Even for like the dueling thing, like it'd be really cool. I don't know if you could even do it, but like to have like a evolving badge that kind of held your win-loss ratio or something like that. Like,
yes, I have thought about that. I can have a smart contract, which you'll have a, say, statistics in there, and then have not NFTs, but, you know, fungible tokens that could evolve over time into different like forms as you win more battles or something. That's a possibility, but it does take an overhaul of the current integration to add that support. I need to add that anyway, but I want to make sure I'm not like wasting too much time on this on the side rather than, you know, true Juno development, which yeah. Like, during the time of this call, I've written a new module for.
Yeah, I knew he was working, guys. You know, I knew it.
Yeah,
I knew it.
So I've got that finished, and I'm like, I've got to, you know, spread my time between both, as well as a new big opportunity that's coming up soon. So a lot of stuff on my.
Awesome, plate. Awesome. That's cool, man. Good to hear. Good to hear. Amanda, how have you been, ma'am?
I'm good. Tank, what's up?
Not much. Yeah,
my plan is definitely to come to NFT Nashville. Just, and this is the only reason, to dance with Joe.
Oh, by the way, Joe's a no-show. He's the one who set 8:30 for the time tonight, and he's not here. It's like him missing a station, you know, in New York or something like that. What's going on with Joe?
Don't ever take the subway with Joe. He's the worst.
I heard that story. You guys got lost.
We could have walked there in, I swear to God, 4 seconds, and he's like, let's take the subway. We ended up taking like, oh my God, we're just going back and forth. And I was like, Joe, you don't know where you're going. So let's just bail on this.
Are you really from New York? Are you really?
I know.
I would be up his ass so bad.
I know, man. But yeah, I'm really excited. I'm definitely flying as well. No way am I driving down there.
Yeah, there's no need, guys. Nashville has direct flights for really cheap. I mean, I don't know how far out you can book them or whatnot, but in any case, they have most of the time direct flights from just about anywhere in the United States. And even I know some guys that are coming from Canada, you know, if you play it right, you can get some direct flights from there as well. So yeah, frick that. I'm flying. I saw you.
I might be driving. So I might be designated driver. Imagine that. Me and my drunken spaces. I'm the designated driver.
I don't know about that, dude. Every ticket gets two drink tickets. So
I'll give them away.
There you go. Oh, sure. It's Tennessee. I'm sure you won't have a problem giving those tickets away to people and them using it. But yeah, no, in any case, I know we're going on for quite a while. I see bands over there laughing. Yeah, it's just, you know, we're trying to lead by example. We're trying to do the reasonable, constructive and productive thing throughout the cosmos. And we're super excited about it. Super, super excited about it.
Yeah. Does anyone have any questions? We have a lot of people down there who have not spoken yet. Not down there. I don't mean that way. But I've tried to give the microphone out like confetti, and no one's come up and talked. So anyone want to talk for the last, I don't know, I'll give it a 10 more minutes. What do you say, Tank?
Yeah, that's cool. It's a Thursday. It's a Thursday Tank. Afternoon, man. People are freaking bushwhacked.
I do have one question. Are there ticket prices for NFT Nashville?
Yeah, they're going to be $80 a ticket. We're just waiting for OmniFlix. They're the ones taking care of the tickets for us. Once they're done, I was told, I'm still crossing my fingers, but who knows, right? I was told by sometime tomorrow afternoon, we are working on totally different parts of the world. So they're actually, I don't know, are they up right now? They might be up right now. So yeah, it's kind of hard with communications and whatnot. I usually see their messages that they see me like 10 hours after they sent it. But yeah, hopefully that's going to be done. And then it's really easy to just implement it onto the website, which again, we're really happy to be paired up with Signal. It's just kind of, you know, we're trying to use people who are also in the NFT space, have done things with their communities as well. So we're really happy. All the branding and the website development and everything, we partnered up with Signal to do so. And so we'll just implement it that way. And hopefully sometime next week, best case scenario, we'll have it out there and ready for people. We're expecting, honestly, between just the sponsors, the teams, and the, you know, I want to say the inner circle of people that I know or I converse with, we're kind of expecting, right, gains for possibly those tickets to go pretty quickly. So we will try to give as much advance notice to everybody before they go live. But, you know, there is only a certain amount of tickets that we'll be able to sell without having people just sitting outside. And, you know, we don't want to do that to people. So, yeah.
Any possibility of the Raspberry coming? And by the way, guys, you should follow, if you don't follow already, follow Reed Culver, 5 on it. He seems to know a lot about the food in the area as well. But anything about Ray Raspberry, might he come? Cause, if Poro were to come and Nader were to come, he would definitely come.
Bro, I would love to have Ray come. There's going to be regardless, again, I didn't say this yet. But you know, the only thing I ask is, it's a productive space, right? It's a productive event. There might be people there, but hopefully it's just all productive, good vibes, no matter what. So come on, come all, you know, push the narrative forward for the greater good of the Cosmos ecosystem. Let's talk about NFTs. So,
yeah, we don't want any like on-chain analytics like right in our face in the middle of a drink.
No, we don't want an Osmo OsmoCon boxing match happening.
It's gonna
mess up the bull ride that we have.
Yeah, Ray and I have always had, we've had these like drunken conversations like 3 o'clock in the morning. I think Nada and Poro have been there and had to endure the whole thing. But he's a lot of fun. He seems like a wet blanket sometimes. But you know, he's a truth teller in ways, but I can understand.
Oh no, I love it. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
First of all, I'm not gonna be sitting outside anywhere. I hope I get the DM or some kind of message letting me know ahead of time. Tank, don't play me like that.
No. It's
B-Bands. Oh, sorry. I'm a pro at getting into conferences through like back doors, side entrances. Stick with me. I got you.
I'm not going to show up with no ticket. Just
of course. Just sneak in there. I'll do whatever.
I want to come in through the front door. I want to come in through the back door.
I want to come in proper. That's hilarious. No. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. And you guys will. Gaines, I, Shroot, Joe, we will let everybody know as much as in advance as we possibly can. So for sure.
All right. Good stuff. Anyone else have any questions before we wrap it up for the night? Any closing remarks, Tank? Anyone else? By the way, I think we got you on here, Amanda, because we said that we invoked the name Joe Manda, and all of a sudden you arrived soon thereafter.
Oh man, I missed that name.
It's like we looked in the mirror, we turned off the lights, and we said it three times, and there you were.
My ears were burning. I actually haven't hung out with Joe like all summer. I'm kind of upset. He's been like working every day. I'm in the city.
I got one last remark. Sign up for B-Bands and Amanda's OnlyFans account, please.
So listen, on my OnlyFans account, I just want to know.
Gainsy's like a regular on mine.
I'm already signed up.
Are my feet with or without callus? You let me know how you like it. I can leave on the callus. No problem.
Oh, shit.
Not one of my fetishes, but yeah, leave it on. Let's try it.
Great idea, B-Bands. We should have a like feet like section on Stargaze, just like for feet fetishes.
No, listen, because you know what's going to happen? Somebody's going to make some nasty ass feet NFT. Yeah. And it's going to look like crow's feet and fungus and all kinds of, and people are going to be scarred and not come back to Stargaze. Blech. You can't be having that.
Tank, are you making
those? Yeah, I can't.
I swear to God, I told my husband, I was like, listen, I'm like 4 more days away from downloading OnlyFans. Like, I'm not going to do anything like totally immoral, but like if someone wants a picture of my foot, like
cracking me up when I saw your post about buying Beyonce tickets for the so I was like, what the fuck?
Amanda, it's a slippery slope.
Yep, bear market.
Just feet, and then all of a sudden it turns into ankles. You know,
I used to be a streamer on Twitch doing my powerlifting routine. I will say some bits in the subscription goes a long way. There's some weird shit. You'll do some weird shit. They'll do some really weird shit. Squat with your shirt off and all kinds of stuff.
I'm actually all talk. Like, I would never do that. But, oh, God. Gaines, why the hell did you say that? It's so weird.
Because he wanted somebody to say something about feet because he knew that's where we were going to go. Because he likes feet.
I came across a TikTok or something that this lady, so mom and daughter, right? The daughter bought her mom a fucking Mercedes. And the mom's like, how'd you buy this? And she's like, well, I've been taking pictures of your feet and people have been buying the pictures.
It's fucking hilarious. That's hilarious. I'm just going to watch. The feet NFT goes on there. I'm going to crack up. It's one of you knuckleheads in the space. I know it. You guys are going to be taking pictures of random people's feet. I'm going to buy one, even though I can't stomach it.
And I was going to airdrop it. I was going to do like bad kids feet. And I was just going to airdrop to everyone, but I was like, I don't know if I want to build all that art. So I decided not to, but I had that idea like a month ago.
So bad.
Tank's going to have his iPhone underneath the table the whole time, right? Snapping pictures.
That sounds really bad. Yeah. And you know what's really worse is that he said that he would only give us ramen. And I don't know how
that's happening.
That.
And you can all thank Finn. You guys will all, bare minimum, receive a cup of noodles at NFT Nashville. Just in case shit gets real bad. I don't want you guys going home starving, okay?
On that note, guys, I tell you what, let's wrap it up. It's been a great session. I appreciate it. Tank, you've been a wonderful co-host. And everyone else, Reese, everyone, Amanda, B-Bands, everyone for coming on. Appreciate it. And we'll have another one of these as the time comes closer, maybe September, mid-September or something. In the meantime, I'll be watching yours. So we'll have a good night, guys. And we'll talk to you in another space some other time.
Sounds great, man. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Peace.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting honest. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.